We are following a number of primaries in a number of states. Today in Kansas, Republican Governor Jeff Collier is trying to hold on to his job, but President Trump threw a wrench into those plans yesterday when he endorsed Republican Chris Kobach, Kansas's Secretary of State. Joining us now from Topeka is Jim McClain of KCUR's Kansas News Service. Hi, Jim.
Hey, hi, Jeremy. Thanks for checking in.
Well, and thanks for being here. Chris Kobach is known for his hardline views on immigration. He served on the president's controversial Election Integrity Commission, and the Republican Governors Association did not want the president to endorse him, but he did. Here's Kobach yesterday, or today on Fox News, talking about those critics in his own party.
Those same voices were the people who were saying President Trump should never get the nomination because there's no way he can beat Hillary Clinton. He's too outspoken in his views. It's the same argument being made against me, and I don't think it'll wash. If people are pretty excited in Kansas to do something about cutting taxes and stopping illegal immigration, which are my top two priorities.
Okay, so those are his top two priorities. The incumbent is Governor Jeff Collier. We spoke with him last year on our visit to Kansas as he was preparing to take over for Sam Brownback, the outgoing governor. Amid the state's budget crisis, here's what he had to say.
There are challenges, and we are going to deal with them, and we're going to deal with them in a really positive way. Right now, we're having lots of discussions with Kansans, but we're also discussing with the legislature, various parts of the administration, on how do we move forward. And the secret for us is how do we grow over the next few years.
Give us a sense of what's going on with this race.
Well, it's tight to begin with between Collier and Kobach. A couple of polls show that it's very close. A couple of others show that Kobach is up by a bit. So it's a tight race, and both are very conservative. Kobach is more flamboyant. Collier, as you just heard, more soft-spoken and quiet. And Collier is kind of the pick of the mainstream Republicans in Kansas. Kobach certainly is the darling of the Trump base.
There's also businessman Greg Orman, an independent candidate. And then, of course, there will be a Democrat running.
Yes, there'll be a Democrat. We've had the first Democratic primary for governor in more than 20 years. Democrats, as you know, can get elected governor in Kansas occasionally. Kathleen Sebelius was the last one. So there's a competitive primary on the Democratic side as well.
And what kind of factor will Orman play?
I think he'd be a big factor. He's well-funded. He's a very wealthy Johnson County, Kansas City suburbs businessman. And he ran for the U.S. Senate against Pat Roberts in 2014 as an independent and was really very close in the final weeks of that race. In the final weeks, Roberts pulled away and ended up winning by 10 points. But I think he'll be a factor.
Okay, so that's what's happening in Kansas. Jim McClain, thank you so much for joining
us. You bet. Thank you.
And now let's go to Michigan, a state that went for President Trump in a surprise in 2016. There are some closely watched primaries today, including for governor, to succeed Republican Governor Rick Snyder. Michigan Radio's Shayna Roth is with us from Lansing. Shayna, Democrats are trying to take back the governor's mansion from Republican control. Is that likely? And what has the campaign been like among Democrats?
It's definitely a possibility. All things are a possibility, particularly given that the Republicans have had that control for 8 years. And really what's interesting among the Democrats is this sort of question of who is the more progressive. They all say that they're true progressives, and that question of what does it mean to be a progressive has really played into their race. We have three candidates, and you know, it's going to be tight, I think, among them as far as who comes out on top.
The candidate who's been endorsed by Bernie Sanders is Abdul El-Sayed, who calls himself the most progressive candidate.
Well, he does, but then also Sri Tanadar, who has spent millions of his own dollars on the campaign, has also released ads for months now saying that he's the most progressive candidate. And then you have former state senator Gretchen Whitmer, and she's really been attacked for being a so-called establishment Democrat. But she says that she's always been a progressive, and she says that she's the only one who has an actual legislative track record of pushing a progressive agenda.
And on the Republican side, President Trump has endorsed Attorney General Bill Schuette, who is seen as the front runner against the Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. What should we know about that race?
It's been an interesting one to watch. Trump endorsed Schuette really early on, and he is also the state attorney general who, you know, kind of the running joke around here goes that he's been running for office since he was a child. So he really has had a lot of name recognition from the start, so it's unclear how much that Trump endorsement is going to help out. And Kelly has really had to contend with being the lieutenant governor during things like the Flint water crisis, which, incidentally, Schuette is currently prosecuting some members of the governor's administration for. So that has been an interesting, you know, to sort of see those two really kind of go after each other on various issues. And then there's also two others in the race. State Senator Patrick Kolbeck and businessman Jim Hines.
Shayna Roth of Michigan Radio. Shayna, thank you.
Thank you.